Let us bow our heads, open our hearts, and pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you with humble heart, recognizing that we're nothing without you. We submit ourselves to your will, knowing that you're the one who praises and humbles. We ask for your grace to help us humble ourselves before you and others in order to put aside our egos and self-desires. All this we ask in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's gospel lesson, taken from Luke chapter 14, verses 1 through 11, explores a very deep and a very essential virtue, one that's called humility. We see Jesus at a dinner party, a social gathering, one that's filled with competition for status and recognition. We see guests fighting for the best seats, which represents our tendency to want to seek prominence, to want to seek that position of public recognition in whatever we do. Humility is not only a virtue, it's a principle of being a part of God's kingdom. Jesus reminds us that those who seek to elevate themselves will ultimately find themselves humbled. This mirrors the sentiment of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 12, which states, "Before downfall, the heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor." See, I want you to know that true honor in the kingdom of God doesn't come from blowing yourself up. It comes from selflessness. I want you to consider Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 7, where Paul exhorts that we have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. He, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Instead of doing just that, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. Jesus embodies humility in its highest form, choosing to serve rather than be served. See, let me tell you something about this thing called pride. It's sneaky, it's deceptive, and it's definitely something that we have to strive not to have. It creeps into our lives, warping our self-perception, and especially our view of others. We often measure our worth and our success by our achievements, our status, or our possessions. But when we do that, we forget the words of James chapter 4, verse 6, which says, "God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble." You see, pride separates us from God and from others, but humility draws people to us, and it especially draws us closer to him. Amen. The Pharisees represent a classic case of pride that's disguised in devoutness, in holiness. They were experts in the law, but they still missed the very point of God's commandments. Their very rigid and strict observance of the rules didn't leave any room for compassion. And this was demonstrated by their silence when Jesus healed on the Sabbath day, when you're supposedly not supposed to work. Now, this is in contrast with Jesus, who in his humility and his compassion revealed to us God's true nature, which is one of love and compassion. The problem with being proud is that there's a desire for social status, which often causes us to neglect the needs of others. We may find ourselves climbing ladders, but we need to ask ourselves, are we climbing towards Jesus or away from him? Matthew chapter 23, verse 2 reinforces this idea when we're told, for those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Now, this is something that sounds crazy when we think of it in today's world, but it's something that we need to do. We need to just try to be a little bit more humble, because we need to do better in this thing called life. Amen? Here are three steps that I believe you need to have in order to have humility in your life. The first step toward humility is one of service. Jesus teaches us that greatness lies in serving others. In Mark chapter 10, verse 45, Jesus tells us, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. You have to look for opportunities where you can serve in your community, in the church, but most importantly, in your day-to-day lives. Service keeps us in the mindset of our shared humanity with our brothers and sisters in Christ. The second step towards humility is one of being vulnerable. Humility invites vulnerability into our lives. A humble person is willing to admit to their own weaknesses, limitations, and mistakes. This is something that is clarified for us in 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 9, which says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins. Who is he? God. Amen. By confessing our shortcomings, our feelings, our limitations, we recognize our need to have God's grace in our life, to have his blessings. The third step towards humility is one of being thankful. When we're thankful in our hearts, it promotes a sense of humility. When we recognize that all we have is a gift from God, because everything that we have is a gift from God, by the grace of God, we become less likely to brag about the things that we have achieved. James chapter 1, verse 17 reminds us that every good and perfect gift is from where? Above. If we practice being thankful, if we practice being grateful, it'll help us to maintain that much needed perspective when it comes to our blessings, and it'll help keep that concept, that feeling of pride at bay. See, I've come to the conclusion that humility has a very, very deep impact in our relationships. It brings about understanding, compassion, and unity when we deal with others. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 4 encourage us to do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. Humility opens that much needed door to reconciliation. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9 states, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. See, when we approach disagreements, altercations, and arguments with a humble heart, we create that much needed safe space. for healing and restoration of our minds, our bodies, and especially our souls. Amen? In Romans chapter 12, verse 10, Paul urges us to be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourself. Take that lowest seat. This type of devotion encourages us to be strong, unified, and it makes us a vibrant member within the body of Christ. Our goal needs to be imitating Jesus in our lives. When we personify humility, we shine Jesus' light in a world that's filled with the darkness of arrogance and division. Jesus calls us to be that light in the world. Our humility can draw others to Him, leading them to experience His love and His grace. My brothers and sisters, God's kingdom is not only in heaven. God's kingdom exists right here and now. And we need to be aware of that. I want you to think about one simple question as we leave church here today. You see, God's banquet table will be filled at the end of the day. The question is whether or not you'll be one of the people that fill it. And we need to keep that in mind. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.